The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening. Nice to be here. 7 minutes past nine is your time. If you're listening live, if you're listening on a podcast, the time is whatever your watch says, probably. And my name is Vinny White. You can phone the show on anything you like, as long as you're not like really rude and horrible. 416 872 1010 is the telephone number. You can also phone StarTalk 8255. And you can text the show on our live text machine that sits next to me and spews out all the lovely compliments and or offensive things that you say next to me. You can text the show on 71010. My name is Vinny White. I'm with you through till 10 o'clock. That's all taken care of. Hope you're good. How's your mum? All right? Good. Keep an eye on her. She's lovely. Bit too personal. Okay. So it's a good show, I think. I mean, I'm a bit biased, to be honest, but I like this show, and I feel good about it. I feel like this is going to be a good one because it's my last one in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, now I can hear your tears, and I understand. And just hold yourself together now. Come on. Chip up. You'll be all right. Come on. Pull those socks up. I'm just going away for a little while. You can live... You don't care. Oh, okay. I'm going away for the next six shows. I won't be here. And I don't know, actually, what they're doing with this show for while I'm gone. I hope it's awful, and then it will be easy to come back. It'll be terribly embarrassing if someone fills in and they're really good. So, So let's hope it's Rob Ford. I think that's the only Rob Ford joke I'm doing. I'm pretty confident. Well, I'm sure I can weave in a few more along the way. It's so easy. So easy. Too easy, to be honest. So let's not do too many. I would like to say that I got here on time, efficiently and effectively and expediently using the TTC. But once again, my streetcar suffered problems. Today, I wasn't thrown off in a blizzard like I was a few weeks ago. Today, my streetcar rerouted. Because the problem with streetcars is, you see, if one breaks down, you can't really go round them in a streetcar. So it was rerouted, and I was supposed to go up King and I went up Queen. But I got here, and I'm very pleased about it. But I was, ironically, reading the TTC 2014 Customer Charter on the way. And I think I'll read it to you because I wanted to share it. And I couldn't help noticing that I was quite late when I was reading this. But things in 2014, ladies and gentlemen, under a man called Andy Byford, a Brit, and you know, you can't go wrong with them. They're the best. He's going to change everything. And we have the TTC 2014 Customer Charter. Our promise, your streetcar, bus or subway service will be reliable and on time, measured through our daily and monthly scorecards. If there are problems with our service, we will be clear about what happened and what we can do to fix it. When you call us, we'll answer. We'll be there for you. And 99% of all complaints filed with the TTC will be addressed within 5 days and reviewed and responded to within 15 days. We will make sure that the ramps and stop announcements on our vehicles are working properly. We will do our best to communicate clearly with our customers in advance of any planned construction that affects service. We will make sure you feel comfortable and secure while riding on our vehicles or while you are in our stations. We at the TTC are going to be more informative in 2014. We're going to work to improve signage at all TTC subway stations so you might be able to bloody see them, and the collector booths. We're going to examine the new stop pole design for the 94 Wellesley route and decide if we should expand the design across the whole system. And that's not all. We will install another 60 digital information displays so you know exactly how late your streetcar will be. As well, videos will be posted to keep you up to date on activities and operations at the TTC so that when you're freezing to death, you can be entertained by looking at roughly where your streetcar is and realising how bloody pointless this whole affair has become. We'll be responsive. We will add 20 bus route supervisors on city streets to improve service reliability. We'll issue all janitors with modern professional uniform. Nice, new, sexy uniforms. because you definitely care about that kind of thing. All of our collectors will accept debit or credit cards to buy a wider range of tickets, tokens and passes. All our pass vending machines will accept credit cards because it's 2014 and we've realised that actually no one really carries cash anymore. We're a decade late, but we're getting there. Monthly escalator inspections will take place so that you don't get stuck on the stairs. And that, ladies and gentlemen, of Toronto is not all. There'll be better accessibility, I tell you. Better! There'll be 7 more people on staff to handle customer calls for the Wheel Transit Service, reducing the number of calls that we miss. And there's more! This year, more customers will be in line to ride the Young University Spadina Line, while we'll be operating the new Toronto Rocket Trains exclusively! We will have new streetcars on the 510 Spadina Line, featuring Presto passes, so those bloody annoying, stupid, idiotic tokens that you keep losing will never be a problem again. Apart from if you're on the part of line that still takes tokens and hasn't got Presto, but that will change soon enough. Stay with us, kids. More modern and more accessible. Presto will be installed in 3 new subway stations and all of our new sexy streetcars. And they are sexy. We'll be cleaner and shinier. We're going to complete a spring and fall cleaning in every station, including pressure washing of all the walls, floors and pillars, and all the busways, subway stations and passengers will be happy. They'll be holding each other, looking into each other's eyes, dancing naked in the streets of Toronto, celebrating the new, efficient, wondrous TTC. Toronto, I love you! And I want to have your babies. I think that's what it says. Heather's in Hamilton. Heather, hello, Heather.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to be the first caller tonight to wish you well on your adventures and your excursion. And I hope that you stay safe. You come back soon. And make sure you take all the precautionaries that you don't get any of those different diseases you might pick up over in that country. So be careful.
Okay. And, I'm going to be fine. For you, Heather, I'm a bit hoarse, actually, after what I've just done, but I very much appreciate your call. I will look after myself and I will vaccinate accordingly.
And I will miss you.
Oh, you're a lovely, lovely woman. Call any time. I'll be back in 6 weeks. Laura is in Toronto. Hello.
Hi, Benny.
Hi.
While you're away, have a great time.
Oh, thanks.
And thank you on your great speech on the traveling tin can.
What do you call it? A tin can?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do feel like a sardine sometimes, particularly on King Street when you're crammed in with 3,000 people.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's the only transportation I can take because I have a disability.
Mm.
So, I loved it.
Aww.
You made my night.
Thank you, darling. Have a lovely evening. I'm going to take Toronto. Oh, no, his name's not Toronto. His name's Andrew. He's in Toronto. Sorry, I'm a bit discombobulated. Hello, Andrew.
Vinny, that was absolutely priceless. Outstanding creative work by you. That was just a gem. I wish I could download that. That was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Because, you know, it's just the complete opposite. The TTC stands for Take the Car. All right.
Thanks, mate.
The service is 50% on time, on schedule. The attitude of most of their employees is deplorable. Anyway, moving right on. I remember when they announced that you were coming on to do an hour time slot on Sunday evenings.
Mm.
And I think I listened to your first show and automatically liked you. So we'll look forward to your return in how many weeks?
I'm back in 7 weeks. I'm back in 6 weeks, but the next show is in 7 weeks, I think.
All right. Well, one thing you had to add on to that list of the TTC.
Yes.
In 2014, in this era of modern technology, they still can't get their signals working on the outside part of their system in the freezing cold. So you are late for work.
Yes.
Due to signal problems.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll fix it.
Disaster.
Thanks, Andrew. You're
all
a
right,
nice
you
man.
Take care.
He had a good rant there. I'm so hoarse. Can I just cough? Hang on. Oh, I really needed that. Yes, you can download that and every show that I do at vinniewhite.co.uk. If you want, just Google Vinnie White, because that's me. All right. So, what else is going on in Toronto? Loads of stuff. It was Valentine's Day. Aww. It was nice, wasn't it? Seeing all the couples, yeah, walking hand in hand, holding each other, yeah, kissing each other, smooching, yeah, looking long into each other's eyes. Oh, it makes me sick. Hope they're happy with themselves. Do you ever feel tired and alone? Tired of looking at people in love? Did you get the Valentine's Day blues? Well, a Chinese man who was having troubles with his love life was getting particularly annoyed at looking at couples kissing, holding hands, and he has the absolute solution. I love this guy. He reserved all the odd-numbered seats in a cinema in the primetime screening on Valentine's Day, forcing couples to sit apart. He paid for the whole thing on his own. He worked together with some friends of his to buy up all half of the tickets at the 7:30 screening of Beijing Love Story, a sappy big-budget romance. And according to the Shanghai Morning Post newspaper, in a seating chart posted online, every other seat in the cinema is marked occupied. Want to see a movie on Valentine's Day? The pranks organiser, an internet user, decided that he would torment everyone. Bless him. Now, Valentine's Day can be very hard. And while I clear my hoarse throat, I will play you a song that is very beautiful. If you have someone that you're seeing and you want to get closer to them, I recommend that you play them this beautiful Valentine's song. You're listening to Vinnie White on News Talk 1010. And if you've ever looked at the sister of your lover and you've thought, oh, that could be an upgrade, then this is the song for you.
Hey, girl. I wrote this song for you. So if you could...
Shut up. Shut up.
It's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to say that Cupid's arrows hit me in the most peculiar way. And I don't know how to say it, but in my heart I know it's true. The only girl I want to be with on Valentine's Day is your sister. I want to get with your sister. Hooking up with your way out of sister. Ooh. Do you think you could do me a solid?
Yeah, yeah. And tell your way hotter sister I said hello. Yeah. Thank you.
I hope you're not offended. I hope you're not surprised. But I think I saw her giving me the let's go out the back and hook up in the shed until the sunrise eyes. And baby, 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 baby. Wondering if it wasn't too much trouble, then maybe I could meet your mama. Ooh. Looking up at your sister and your mama.
Yeah.
Maybe cause a multi-generational drama.
Ooh.
Has your mama been doing some Zumba?
Yeah.
She looks really good for her age. Why are you crying? Why are you screaming? You sound like you're dying. It's really unappealing. Did you think I wanted you? Well, I honestly don't know how. You know your chances be a whole lot better if you shaved your unibrow. I'm hooking up with your sister, your mama. Your sister's our friend, the Shonda. Hooking up with your whole damn family. Your whole damn family.
It's kind of beautiful when you think about it.
You know what? Don't think about it. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. About you.
Yes! Beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. I think we all enjoyed and came together celebrating Valentine's Day. My name's Vinnie White. You're listening to News Talk 1010. You can call the show on 416 872 1010. Or you can text the show on 71010. Or you can phone StarTalk 8255. Or you can do none of those things and phone someone else and turn the radio off. But I would encourage you not to. I'd say hang around like a fart in an elevator. So it's been an interesting little weekend, isn't it, with the whole Valentine's Day thing going on. I was particularly interested in an invention that you probably know about, and I didn't know about this. It's the latest app for all the cool kids and hipsters and groovy cats of Toronto that are single, and it's called Tinder. Now, do you know about this? It's complete news to me.
Yes, somewhat.
Elliot, the producer, knows about it, and probably about half the people I know about it, but it's essentially an app that is probably the quickest way to hook up with someone you could get, really. I suppose I'm accidentally advertising it now, aren't I? So just for balance, it's terrible. It's the weirdest thing. So my friend was doing it, and he'll remain nameless. And no, it wasn't me. Here's the thing. So you have an iPhone or Android or whatever, some smartphone, very clever phone, and you install the app Tinder. I think the gay community have been using this for years. It was called Grindr, beautiful name, beautiful. And now it's for heterosexuals as well, under the name Tinder. So let's imagine you're lonely, you're in your house, you're crying, looking out the window in the miserable minus 18 degree weather, thinking the mayor's on crack, things could be a lot better. And then you think, oh, why don't I pull out my phone and use my Tinder app that I've just downloaded? Now, imagine there's a lovely, sexy person of the opposite sex, unless you're into the same sex. Listen, whatever you're into. But if it's the same sex, you should be using Grindr. Something for everyone in this world. And they're sitting on the other side of Toronto, for example, looking out the window at the miserable weather, minus 18 degrees, thinking the mayor's on crack, things could be better. So they pull out Tinder. Now, there may be other people as well on Tinder. And the idea is you start the app and it's a picture of someone's face of the opposite sex, and you swipe them away. So you swipe them off and say, no, I don't want to meet you, and they go away. Now, that person doesn't know that you've seen them and have swiped them away and said no to them. They just don't know. And likewise, your face could well be on someone else's screen on the other side of town, and they might end up dumping you, right? And you don't know. So in a sense, it's not that painful. It's not like, oh, God, I keep getting rejected all the time. Why is life so painful and excruciating? It's more a case of I'm just living. Things are going on. So this guy, my friend, has been using it. And I didn't think people would do this. I'm so naive about the world. I thought that women would, you know, be very reluctant to use it because it's, well, questionably somewhat dangerous if you're foolish enough to meet someone you've never met that could be under a fake guise. Not a fake guy, it's a guy's. A guy's is fake. I didn't know that this happened. Now, of course, I should imagine most people are highly intelligent, and the women that use it safely and meet people in well-lit areas and, you know, pubs and what have you, public areas. So my mate's been dating his pants off, literally. You wouldn't believe it. He's had more action than I've known anyone to have action of that nature. Now, I don't know at this ripe old age if that's really the idea, is it? I mean, when you're in your early 20s, you're knocking about like roulette. But nowadays, I'm personally not into that. And I'm not sure why he is, because he's even older than me. But nonetheless, he's been meeting women left, right and centre. And he took me on one. Okay, so he'd already arranged to meet this girl in her house, weirdly, which is a bit odd. And she was having a party. And she said, why don't you come over? Which, again, is quite weird because obviously she had friends coming. So I don't know why she felt the need to go online, use Tinder, look at his face and then say, why don't you come? But regardless, he didn't want to go alone. So he asked me to go. And apparently she said that was fine. So I essentially went on a Tinder date, if you like. You know, I was the spare wheel, really. They got on like a house on fire, which made me feel a complete idiot. And I was basically a big fat waste of space during the whole affair. But they then did some naughty business later in the evening. I left them to it. You know, I mean, I am a voyeur, but I only take it so far. I don't want to see people doing that. They did a bit of naughty business. Now, since then, they've broken up in the loosest possible terms, in the sort of 14-year-old broken up term of, oh, he's not talking to me, crap. I don't suppose they're ever really together. I mean, it's not breaking up if you're not together, although they were physically for a while. I'm sure he got some photographs. But nonetheless, now he's in a situation where he's all loosey-goosey and knocking about town, quite literally knocking about town. And this is the way of things. So I would like to ask you a question. Have you used Tinder and have you had any success at it? So let me know, 416-872-1010. You can lie about your name to our producer, Elliot, if you're embarrassed about it. You can put on a fake voice if you like. Please don't do an English accent. It is rather offensive. I've been getting a lot of that recently. People like walk into shops and they go, hello, Governor White. Hello, White. I'll just walk out. Looks like they've been possessed by Dick Van Dyke. So, have you used Tinder? And I'm going to assume that Margaret hasn't, but I'm going to take a call anyway. I think Margaret, if I believe I've spoken to her, and by her very name, I'm there to be judgmental, I would suggest that she's slightly beyond the Tinder generation. But we'll find out.
I'm a little bit too old for that.
A little bit too old. How old are you, darling?
75.
You know what? They say you're never too old, but I would suggest you might be a wee bit old for Tinder. No offence.
Yeah. I phoned you last Sunday, thinking that last Sunday was your last day on 1010.
Yes.
And I found out that you're on today, and today is your last day. I hope you have a good trip and that you come home safely. And come back to 1010.
Oh, I will. I'm coming back, I promise you. It's only a very long vacation. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you very much. Mohammed in Milton, hello.
Hey, Vinny. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm not too shabby. Yourself?
Very well, thanks. Before I get to my original point, I think any relationship today, be it like dating or marriage, it's the most strings attached and the most conditioned love I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
And like, as far as people like... faking about like love. Love no longer exists as it we all knew it before.
Well,
now back to Valentine's Day.
No, hang on. I'm going to stop you there. Love exists in the fashion that we knew it before. I don't think dating does. I think, forgive me for being so optimistic, but doesn't love still exist, Mohammed? You sordid, lost, poor man.
I am the happiest single guy ever. I'm actually divorced, obviously.
Yeah.
I got more time to read, spend with my kids, play hockey, play soccer, do all the things that I want without having somebody asking me, where were you? How come you're so late? So I'm so happy with my life. Like, I cannot believe that I don't want to see another woman in my life again, or men for that matter. I'm a straight guy, just so you know.
Oh, that's a shame. I was really getting my hopes up.
But back to the Valentine's Day, I think it was invented for fat people to have another kick as their ex-fat after their weight losing resolution, New Year's resolution fail. What do you think about my
I want to rephrase it because I'm not entirely sure I understood it. You think that Valentine's Day is designed for fat people to look good because they've been dieting since January the 1st? Is that what you mean?
Well, they never. I think for those who have their weight loss resolution, New Year's resolution failed, so they get another kick at their ex fat again, being fat as they all were, like. 8 weeks ago.
Okay, I think I get it.
Thank you.
Are you on Tinder? Obviously not. No. Well, maybe he is. Mohammed, are you on Tinder? I'm gonna let him go because he's turned into a Dalek. Mohammed, there making some sense, but not entire sense, which is nice. And I think as long as you can get 55%, I'm happy with that. I mean, let's be honest. He's listening to this show. 55% is what I'm shooting for. If I get that sense-wise, I'm a happy chappy. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about all kinds of things. I'd like to ask you... No, shall I do that now? I'll do it afterwards. See, I told you it's disorganised. We're going to be talking about what they used to torture people in Guantanamo, which is a desperately serious and horrible thing, but they're apparently using music. And there's a particular band that are very unhappy about it. We're going to investigate that story a little bit more. But I put on Facebook, what music would you be tortured by? And I'd like to ask you that. You can call in 416-872-1010. What music would you be tortured by? What's the worst music? Well, the worst band or artist that is actual torture for you? We'll investigate that story and more right here on The Professional, fantastic, wondrous News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
Good evening. 9:35 is the time. My name is Vinny White, whether you like it or not. Most people not. Everyone says to me, you don't sound like you're Italian. Yeah. You don't sound like a comedian. So, how are you doing? Is everything all right with you? I'm not going to be here for a while. I know you're beside yourself. Tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m, I leave on TTC for the airport. And I'll probably get there in the 7 weeks that I'm away. You know, gotta be positive. No, I'm going to TTC at the airport because I'm stubborn. Everyone said just spend $50 on a taxi. No, I'll spend three and take days to get to the airport because even though it's an inefficient service, I live in the biggest city in Canada and I can't help thinking there must be a feasible way of getting to the airport on TTC. Yeah? Everything's turning into a transport rant and I don't even mean it to. The reason I'm going to the airport is I'm then flying to, I think, where is it? Somewhere in America. Who cares? I hate transferring planes in America because they always think you're going to stay there. Even though you've got tickets to your final destination, they're like, well, how long are you going to be here? 20 minutes. I don't even know why we're having this conversation. I don't even want to have this conversation. Are you going to work here? What, in 20 minutes? Where are you from? You know that. You've got my bloody passport in your hand. What are you going to do here? I'm not doing anything. I just want to change planes and go to Nicaragua, where there's culture. Yeah? Why are you locking me in a room? It's a quick way to Cuba, actually, if you like Guantanamo, arguing with those guys. Really good. Not the ultimate holiday, but, you know, it's a week away. Speaking of Guantanamo, I was rather shocked to see... Oh, yeah, I should tell you why I'm going to Nicaragua. That was it. I told you this show is discombobulated. So I'm going to Nicaragua. I'll talk about Cuba in a minute. So I'm going to Nicaragua tomorrow, and I'm going to be filming a documentary. It's called The Life Lottery. Yes. The idea is I go down to Nicaragua as a randomly chosen country and try to help someone's life, i.e. the title Life Lottery, because they've won the lottery to improve their life. How do I do it, you ask? I don't really know. Where am I going to do it, you ask? I don't really know. Am I travelling with a massive budget and a film crew, you ask? No, not really. Well, obviously, you've got a really expensive kick-ass camera. Yes, that I have. And the ability to speak some Spanish and hire people along the way. Unless the Nicaraguan authorities are listening, because I don't think I'm allowed to do it without a license. Damn, this is live. Damn it. You know, I'm life on the edge. Let's take a risk. I think I'll be all right. So that's what I'm doing, and it will be put together over 6 weeks of filming. I've got a friend coming down for a little while that's going to help me, I hope. And it should be a laugh. I'm going to try and help someone with their life. Might build a school, might build a house, might help someone irrigate their farmland. Not really sure. Who knows? But I'll find out when I get there. Just anyone that looks like they need something, I'm going to try and help them. I just thought it'd be a laugh. What's the point in life if you can't do something random occasionally? And by the way, it's minus 18 tonight. That's motivation. You might be listening to this thinking, oh, you're so selfless and you're so sexy and other things. Incredibly unlikely, but, you know, let me believe it. And you might be thinking all that, thinking, oh, my God, you're my hero. No, I'm just cold. Simple as that. I just want to get away. So that's what I'm doing. I hope that was clear. Wish me luck, and if I don't come back in 7 weeks, you know that I got stabbed. Right, always the optimist. What happens in Guantanamo, I hear you say? Well, there's a new revelation that's come out. There's an industrial band called Skinny Puppy, and they've demanded a rather interesting figure here, $666,000, after their music has been used at Guantanamo Bay for torture. Yes! Now, we haven't heard much about the United States detention facilities at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba recently. The emblematic icon of gross human rights abuses perpetrated by the US government in the name of fighting terrorism. The torture facility used to hold detainees in place outside the US law and international law. But yeah, let's not worry about it. The detention camp that Obama said that he'd closed 5 years ago. Well done with that. How's it going? What's that? You've done nothing. 10 points. Well... that rant over, there's new news. A Canadian electro-industrial band is asking for thousands of dollars in royalties after learning that the US military used their music to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Skinny Puppy is the name of the band, and they've claimed, as I say, $666,000, a bill with America's Defense Department. We sent an invoice for our musical services considering they had gone against what we stand for and used our music without our knowledge, said the keyboardist Kelvin Key. Kelvin Key, and he's a keyboardist. Key. Key, because of the keyboard, and then... what? Get on with it. All right. Anyway, he said that to CTV News. I'm not against the fact that they're using our music to inflict damage on somebody else, he said. Nice! Oh, that's great. But he went on to say, it's the fact they're doing it without anybody's permission. Oh, yeah. Because of all the misjustices at Guantanamo Bay, let's get pissed off about a copyright issue. That really makes sense. Skinny Puppy first learned about the alleged use of their music from a former Guantanamo Bay guard who was affected and offended by the detention camp's practices. No shizzle. We're not making a point of looking for financial gain, said Key. But nor is the group entirely surprised that their songs were used in Sonic Punishment for Gitmo's detainees. We thought this would end up happening in a weird way. Really? He actually said that. We thought we'd end this would end up happening in a weird way. He admitted in an interview. Now, he went on to say, we do know that our music is unsettling and we can see it being used in a weird way, but this, it doesn't sit right with us. Good, I'm glad to hear it. So let's hear a bit of Skinny Puppy, see what we think of them. This torture. It's quite Nine Inch Nails-y, actually. Yeah, I mean, it's not my bag. It's all right. I like electro rock. I went to the Nine Inch Nails concert when they were here. But yeah, I mean, it's a bit dark. Skinny Puppy aren't the only group whose music has been reported to use torture terrorists, suspects as enemy combatants, as the United States base in Cuba, the illegal one that's against international law, don't know if I mentioned it. Other bands that have been used to torture people there, Metallica. Yeah, I can see that. Bring your daughter to the slaughter. Rage Against Machine, Queen. I want to ride my bicycle. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, that was annoying. Fat Bottom Girls, they make that. Yeah, good, great. Eminem has also been used to torture people, and even David Gray, apparently. That's interesting. What's this?
This is Queen.
How is it? Turn it up a bit.
Torture.
When you play that, because it's so sort of happy-go-lucky, and then I think of someone being waterboarded, it's like thinking about a Quentin Tarantino juxtaposition. And it's really, really unsettling. Make it stop. No, really, make it stop. I'm talking about Guantanamo because it's disgusting. But yeah, Gray, David Gray, he's not that bad. I can't believe that. Actually, David Gray spoke out in 2008. He said, it's shocking that this isn't there isn't more of an outcry. I don't know if he means about the fact that his music's being used for torture or Guantanamo in general. Weapon, Skinny Puppy's 12th album, is out now, and this is good publicity. I don't know. Would it be more or less torture if there were announcers? Because I hate radio announcers, and yes, I bear in mind present company, but they're annoying, aren't they? Like, get it lined up, and then we'll cue it in. This one's going out to Ahmed in cell 4. It's Skinny Puppy. Yeah, no, I see the issue. So that's Guantanamo Bay, the emblematic icon of gross human rights abuses perpetrated by the US, and they are using music as torture. So I asked you, what band or artist would be torture for you? And some interesting responses on Facebook and the text. Please do text in your torture music. What would you hate to be locked in a room with? First one came from Bev. Didn't they also play Barney, the theme, the purple dragon on TV? So I looked this up. I thought there's no way they did. Yes, they did. They used Barney the dinosaur. Can you pull some of that up, actually, Elliot? I know you're busy. When you get a second, I think he's on the phone. Sorry, mate. Can you get some Barney the dinosaur? Just random. Just want to hear how bad that is. Derek Connolly says, if you want to torture me, put me in a room with Kate Bush's Babushka. Yeah. Kelly Moore says, if you want to torture me, put me in a room with Nickelback. This is Barney the dinosaur. Oh, my sweet Lord. When he's tall, he's what we call a dinosaur sensation. I've ripped that off. What's that from? Barney's friends are big and small. Oh, thank you. Text in 71010. I'll make it stop. Yankee Doodle, that's it. Turn it off. I hate kids singing at the best of times. I always find it weird. Michael Jackson used to do it, didn't he? Just you. Just lock them up and send them away. Jeremy Burningham says, I used to like them when I was a kid, regarding Skinny Puppy. Now the lead singer's voice of Alice in Chains is so whiny to me. Okay, yeah. So text in yours. We built this city by Jefferson Starship, says Tim. Someone else says, don't diss Queen, greatest of all time. Freddie's watching you. If Freddie is watching his music as torture in Guantanamo, I am pretty sure that he is revolving at 3,000 revolutions a minute in his grave. Dear Vinny, I heard that Tinder is for sexual encounters only. It's not really a dating site, from Liz in Toronto. Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's. I mean, let's be honest. That's all my mate's been doing since he's been knocking about on it. And I do mean knocking about on it. Text in your music to be tortured by. Nice, cheerful subject for a Sunday evening on 71010. Or you can call in on 416 872 1010. We'll take a quick break and come back with your responses and more stuff right here on The Vinny White Show.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yeah, you are. What are you going to do about it? Hey, I'm only here for a little while now, 10 minutes to be exact, and then I start packing, because I'm a man, so obviously I pack everything last minute. And then I jump on a plane and go to Nicaragua. Sorry, lads. I know it's rubbing your nose in it going on about it like this, because it's minus 18 tonight, and that's why I'm going. Looking forward to that. Got to go through America. Always an interesting place to change planes, because they think you want to inhabit it forever. It's always an interesting place anyway, isn't it? There's an interesting thing happened this weekend. Robert Earl Nevins was stopped, I think it was in Alabama, for a traffic violation this weekend on Interstate 83, according to state police. Nevins refused to cooperate with troopers and was taken to the state police barracks so troopers could identify him. Police became suspicious when the man might not have been telling the truth about his name when he told them that he was Captain Crunch. After learning Nevins was not Captain Crunch, a possible reference to the cereal he had eaten that morning, troopers charged him with false identification and the law enforcement came down on him for disorderly conduct. I'm taking your text on the most torturous music for you personally. So we've learned that Skinny Puppy, a Canadian band, who aren't that bad really, although somewhat disturbing at times, have been used in Guantanamo Bay for torture purposes. And so I asked you, what would be good for you? The amount of people that said Barney the Dinosaur is the perfect solution. And it is, isn't it? I actually dislike Barney so much that even if I saw Barney walking down the street, I'm pretty sure I'd punch him. Knowing fully well that it was a fully grown children's entertainer inside, I think it'd still be reasonable. Stop it! Shut your face. I like you, Elliot, and I'm not going out like this. This is Bev about Barney. I think it was the I Love You, You Love Me song that they were playing in Guantanamo Bay. How do you know? Were you there? Please don't lock me in a bloody room with an Oasis, said Zach. Someone says, Frank Zappa, Horny Jewish Princess. I assume that's a song, is it? I don't know. Torture. If you want to torture me, just play Tal Bachman. He's living off his dad's fame, says Anonymous. And again, a few other people saying, yep, we built this city by Jefferson Starship is the one every time. So, well done. I'm surprised Pitbull's not there. I'm not quite naive and I don't listen to our sister station Virgin because I'm an old man. But I heard Pitbull this week and it sounds like Cotton Eye Joe to me. Give it a go. This is what the cool kids are listening to everywhere. I'm not sure Cotton Eye Joe in a minute. Turn it up. Nice. I mean, let's be honest, we've managed to find a version that's got quite poor sound quality, but it doesn't really affect it. It's crap anyway. Terrible. But I begin begotten Nigel, I've been married a long time ago. Do you know what I mean? Now that's torture. 416-872-1010. Your chosen music for torture, please.
Justin Bieber.
Which song? Baby?
All of them.
What would be more torturous? All Justin Bieber songs at the same time or
rap.
Each one individual?
Rap.
Thank you very much. Don't know who that was. Normally we have the name of the caller there.
Monica.
I know you're there, Monica. Hang on a sec. I like that. Normally I have the name of the caller there, but Elliot just put Justin Bieber. I was like, oh, Justin's phone.
No.
Hello, Monica.
Well, Elvis Presley. Kill me now.
Oh, really?
Anything
you can't say Elvis.
Presley, I can't stand him.
Really?
Yeah, I hate him.
My goodness.
I'm sorry, but I don't. I love you, though. I love you. I'm going to miss you very much. Have a great trip.
Oh, thank you,
God
darling.
Bless you. Seriously, you're the best thing ever happened to this radio station.
Oh.
Bye.
Cheers. That's my mother there. Hello. What's your chosen torturous record?
It's the Barney song, but it's different.
Which one?
It's the one that my kids taught me when they grew up.
Is it I Love You, You Love Me?
No, it's I Hate You, You Hate Me. Let's go down and kill Barney. with a punch in the face and a kick in the head. Aren't you glad that Barney's dead?
Whilst I think you may be condoning violence, I did start it. So.
And I'm a preschool instructor, and we actually do sing the actual I Love You song at work.
Oh, you poor
I've
thing.
I've never introduced them to the punch in the head and the kick in the face.
No. But I'll tell you what, that will go viral.
No, that would go very bad.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Vinny, can I give my vote?
Yes, please. Do, Elliot. This is Elliot's song to torture. Good choice.
Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue.
Is it blue? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those songs where they wrote the title and then thought, should we call it a day?
I think so.
Because isn't the chorus, I'm blue, and then you think, oh, he's going to talk about why he's feeling depressed in a poetic way. And the next lyric is, dabba dee babba dow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, turn it up for this monstrosity. I'm glad this is my last show in 6 weeks. Let's do it. My God.
They're Italian. I brought this up in Italy and everyone was very embarrassed.
It's awful. My friend Maria is in the corner of the studio. Maria, come here. We're going for a pint after this, I believe. But since you're here, can you tell me what would be your torturous record?
I completely agree with the Nickelback comment.
Nickelback all round.
Oh my God, I thought of it as soon as I heard you say that.
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh.
Because I feel like we're being a bit anti-Canadian tonight.
Well, a lot of those songs are me stuck in my head all evening now.
Mm. Are there any Newfie artists that are torturous?
No, they're the best.
Such a pro Newfie.
If you listen to some of the local radio stations at home playing the old traditional stuff, they all sound the same. And so some people might find that very grinding.
416-872-1010, tell me your torture. Actually, here comes another one. Nickelback for sure. Also, a human mutation known as Mick Jagger. Can't stand that ugly worm. Oh my God, I can't believe that people have slagged off Elvis, Oasis, and Mick Jagger. We haven't had the Beatles yet. Anyone want to knock them down as well, since we're going for the biggies? 416-872-1010. I'll tell you what would do me. Aqua. Dig me out a bit of Aqua, will you? I think that's supposed to be crap. Do you know what I mean? I don't think Aqua ever set out to be a poetic, intelligent, reasonable thing. Find me Barbie if you like. Ooh, there's so many though.
That's a rough one.
What's the one that when I used to work in music radio and every time it came on I wanted to kill myself was you don't have it. Oh well. No, don't worry about it. Like if you find yourself looking for Aqua and you can't find it and you get stressed and desperate looking for it, you know, we've done everyone a favour. We all know what it is. Now I used to play a song. Well, I think my worst song of all time is this Christmas song, Christmas Shoes. I think that's my worst song. And the other one is, it's used for a DHL advert. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no something, something.
Oh. There's nothing wrong with that, Vinny. That's a good one.
It's the only thing that makes me genuinely contemplate throwing myself in front of a streetcar. If they're any quicker, I might be able to kill myself. Oh no, it happened! The text just came in. The Beatles do drive me nuts. That's it. Right, so we've criticised everyone of any stature and importance in the musical industry of all time, apart from Jacko. So I suppose he's next. Screamo music. That makes me angry. Anything with screaming in it, says someone. I agree. Elvis drives me crazy. Can't see why he was so popular, said someone else. And I think, as I say, Barney is coming in at number one. Can you get that I Love You, You Love Me song? Because apparently I have it on good grounding now that is used in Guantanamo. So as a sort of finger up to my last few moments of my last show for a few weeks, I thought I'd play this.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Shut your face.
Won't you say you love me too?
I would say almost everything apart from I love you too. And he's nicked that. That's stolen off. Shut up! Stop hitting his kids now! But turn it off! Elliot, this isn't funny! Fire the power to fire. Oh. I'll be glad to leave myself of this place. Thank you very much for contributing. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure. I will be back in about 6 weeks here. I will have many tales, I believe. Look after yourself. Stay warm. Thanks for listening. My name's Vinnie White. Good night.
This is News Talk 1010 Toronto.